This is pound for pound, the best fight in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
Sorry about that. Little 5-10 bell salute for Ted Webb, and we'll do that throughout the show. Again, if icon is bigger than legend, I need something above icon, because that's what Ted Webb is. All right, let's see if we have this soundbite ready.
Okay.
Hi. What's that?
Price is Right?
Well, it is the Price is Right, but it's like Come On Down or something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if that really fits what I wanted to do, but I am in my Ryan Bader shirt.
You are?
Because I do have an announcement to make.
Okay.
Ryan Bader, welcome to the show. How are you, RB?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Not too bad. Well, the music, I don't know if it really made sense for what I'm going to do, but I'm going to announce that officially you are now the guest that has been on Knockout Radio the most ever.
Really?
Yep.
Congratulations, Ryan.
What does that go back to? What year is that?
Oh, when were you on The Ultimate Fighter?
Yeah, 2008.
Okay, so we're talking 13 years.
Last time the men's national team made it in the U.S. soccer.
Exactly.
That's how long it's been.
So you had been in a tie with your very good friend...
Tito Ortiz.
Tito Ortiz. And you just overtook it, and I'm in your Bader Nation t-shirt in honor of that.
I love it, buddy. Good time.
How are you? How's the family? How's everything going?
Man, I'm doing great. Got a fight coming up in a week and a half here, so body feels good. My weight is on point, which is a big thing. Last time I didn't have much time to get down to 205, a couple weeks there. So this time it's been perfect. Really couldn't have a better camp, so ready to rock. Family's good. Kids are playing sports, all that.
Awesome. That's great to hear. Is it a different feeling now being, the hunter again? For so long you were being hunted. Now it's a tournament to hopefully reclaim your belt. Is it a different feeling, or is it just like, hey, I need to win this fight, and then I have to win another?
Yeah, I mean, every fight you go in is kind of, for me, it's, hey, I need to win this fight, whether you're on a losing streak, whether you have a title and you're defending it. Every fight's big, and every fight's the most important fight, really, in your career. And so, for me, I love these Grand Prix style tournaments. It fires me up. I know that if I keep winning here, I have predetermined dates on when I'm fighting next. July and October, and who I'm going to fight. Barring who wins that matchup. And so, it definitely brings a new fire. And yeah, I have something to prove. Not only get the light heavyweight belt back, but, I lost to this guy, 2012. So redemption for me, and it's a fun time going into this fight with Machida.
Before we talk about the fight, and you're right, it's like in 10 days, do you ever sit back and just kind of think or daydream or whatever, if this tournament was 15, 18 years ago, in an MMA company or whatever, you would have all these fights in one night? Is that's kind of like an old school wrestling tournament. Do you ever, take time to think about that, or because that was already gone by the time, you came around, you don't even need to worry or think about it?
No, yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that, I kind of I missed out on, and I would potentially like to do, because I think I would do well in that format. And I was kind of jealous when, I know Phil Davis did that. He fought, at least twice in one night,
Right.
And, it was one of those things that I always kind of looked back and wish that could have happened, because it's, barring that you got paid, for every fight and all that kind of stuff too, that would be fun to train and put all your training camp in and go out there and, have two to three fights in one night, get paid for every one of them and, sure. And then be done for a while.
The only difference, and I'm sure this would be that you would fight differently if you only have one fight that night, or if you know that you have another fight. I'm sure there's things that you can't do, or you can't take chances or whatever, because you have another two or three fights to go that night.
yeah, you know, you'd obviously approach these fights different, you know, and go in there and maybe use a little more wrestling and, you know, look for submissions, look for ground and pound instead of, you know, rolling the dice and trying to strike with somebody and potentially break your hand or get injured or anything like that. So, you know, I always thought those tournaments did well for wrestlers, you know. But, you know, going to a fight and have a five-round fight, 25 minutes, you know, some of those tournaments, like I believe Phil fought in, was two rounds in the first fight, you know. So it's pretty much the same damn thing.
Well, and it's no surprise back in the day, and you know, we've talked heavyweight, you know, championships and all that kind of stuff, you know, that Mark Coleman, you know, dominated like he did those types of tournaments because he was. He was that wrestler that just took you down and, you know, didn't get as much damage, you know, because he was into wrestling. All right, so let's talk about Machida. Quite a few years ago, can you take anything from that? Or because it's so long ago, you've progressed, he's progressed, you don't even have to go back and look at that. More look at recent things.
Yeah, I mean, you can take little things from it because you've obviously been in the cage with them. You know, he's quick. He's kind of elusive. You know how his kind of movement is. But not really as far as I'm not that fighter at all. I had no idea what I was doing on my feet back then. And I just remember in that fight, I'm like, man, this is so boring. There's nothing happening. I'm going to try to make something happen. And I just rushed and put my hands down. I might as well have took his fist and punched myself. You know, it's one of those things where just got reckless. And so I've grown so much since then. You know, I know what I'm doing on my feet. I have so many more tools. I didn't try one takedown also in that first fight. Didn't threaten him with anything, you know, so I just let him basically do what he wanted. So this fight's totally different. I feel great. You know, I believe I can strike with him. I believe I can take it down, kind of do whatever I want in there. And so I'm looking forward to, you know, showing everybody and show myself how far I've come since that fight.
Matt, you know that I don't remember many fights. I do remember that fight, and I remember watching it, Ryan, and I remember when you went and kind of stormed him that was probably your feeling. Like, this is crazy. Let's try to do something. How did the matchups – God, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, how did the matchups come down? Did, you know, they decide? Was it, you know, rankings or out of a hat? How did they break down that you get Machida first and, you know, Corey's getting whoever he's getting, et cetera?
I'm not sure exactly. They knew we kind of wanted to fight Machida at some point. You know, it was talked way before this tournament even came up. And so maybe that was kind of – maybe that was something. But I knew they there was a lot of interest in the Romero and Anthony Johnson fight. And so I knew they wanted to make that kind of first round. Because you never know what happens in a tournament style format, and you might never get that fight again if you don't book it right then and there, first round. And so I know how that one kind of came together. But the rest of them, you know, Nemkov, I know they were looking at Phil Davis for the next title fight, so that kind of came together. So those two on the other side were already kind of predetermined, and then, you know, us, I guess they just kind of knew we want to fight Machida, and they put Corey with the other Russian, you know.
And then it all just fell into place. Well, good stuff.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
It's
I'm not exactly sure.
And it doesn't matter. You got the contract. You signed it. He signed it. And the fight goes down on the knife.
Yes, sir.
Good stuff. Ryan, as always, well, first and foremost, congratulations on taking that title. We'll have to make sure you stay there. Which means you have to come back on many, many times. I know you don't need any more 8-Man Strong, but I've also picked up another sponsor. So we're going to send you out a pair of earbuds from Jabra Headwear. So I'll get those sent out to you later today.
I appreciate that, brother. Thank you again.
Bye, Ryan.
As always.
Thanks for everything. Can't wait to see you. Hopefully I'll see you soon.
Same deal. Thank you.
Take care. Ryan Bader, everybody, who now takes over the number one slot of being on Knockout Radio.
And that title's pretty cool, but it's not as cool as the title that Bridger Walker now owns.
Okay.
Bridger Walker is the young boy who saved his sister from a German shepherd attack. Uh-huh. He was awarded the World Boxing Council, the WBC, recognized him as a full-time world champion and has officially registered him with the historical record of being the best fighter in the world for that day. So congratulations
to... Absolutely, you know, for that day. All right, let's hit a break. When we come back, I have a gift to give.
Okay.
And I just have to decide, does it go to Steve or does it go to you?
Always goes to me.
I'm thinking Steve.
If I don't like it, I'll give it to Steve.
Steve has a better car than you.
Forget about it. What are you talking about? I got two of the same car. I got one indoors and one outdoors.
All right. We'll find out what that gift is when we return. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Ryan Beatty here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Adam Richmond, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
All right, we are back to live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Almost three quarters of the way down.
Yeah.
So I think it's gift giving time.
All right.
So my question is, who gets the gift first, you or Steve?
Oh.
How do you want
to
do this?
Is it one gift we have to share?
No, you both have a gift coming.
Oh, nice.
So,
well, Steve's always our guest of honor. He's the limo driver.
So give Steve your microphone.
All right.
Well, because I didn't bring the other microphone, so let me turn that off. Oop, that was my bad. Steven?
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, you?
Not too bad. So, you know, I'm just killing time one night, and I'm like, I need something really cool in my studio, and I purchased an item for myself, and I'm like, I think I found something that I need to get for you. And this hopefully will show you that when we take team photos, that you need to be included in those team photos. You know, we took a big team photo the other day, and you were not in it.
Yeah.
This has absolutely nothing to do with that. But I just thought this was something that you may find pretty cool. So I purchased you a Motorhead.
Wow.
Whatever that's called.
Bobblehead?
Well, it's not a bobblehead. No? But what's it called? Fuco? I think that's what they're called.
Man, that's cool.
Yeah, so when I saw it, I'm like, that's you.
Yeah.
So, you see, if I would have thought
limey?
Of
Limey?
Limey, yeah, it's
yeah,
limey.
Yeah, limey. So, this guy's over here doing insults. He's calling this gentleman Limey. It's Lemmy Kilmister.
Who was the lead singer of Motorhead.
Yeah.
And I've told this story before that I interviewed him when he had a line of headphones come out. And to this day, I have no idea what he said to me. It was like talking to Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Ozzy's tough to understand. And Lemmy's tough to understand. And so's Joe Biden.
Well, I wouldn't know because I have not heard him say anything. I don't watch the news. I don't watch any of that. But that is funny that you threw that out. All right. So what we're going to do is that's a gift from me to you. And hopefully it'll start. Maybe you can buy more Fucus or whatever they're called.
Oh, that's great. I mean, I love it. I mean, I've basically been all over the world on Motorhead's tour bus. And
now you have a little little toy to take with you.
Yeah.
Matt has a toy around his neck. You now have the toy right there.
Wow, very nice. I appreciate it.
Wow, enjoy it. All right, so we're going to turn that down real quick. Don't go anywhere. Just give him the headset. But don't go anywhere because where do you see what I got, Matthew? So I don't know why I turned me down.
Yeah.
So when I bought the Lemmy, you know, for Steve, I bought one for me as well.
Okay.
Any idea what you think I would have bought?
A naked pizza man. I would have sent it to you.
I truly believe you are an idiot. You know, fact. I bought me a Macho Man.
Oh, of course.
It was so cool. The Macho Man was cool. And then I'm like, well, if I got Steve one, and if I got me one, I got to get you one.
All right.
And hopefully you're going to enjoy this.
Oh, boy.
As much as Steve enjoys Lemmy.
What is it, brother?
And I enjoyed Macho Man. Close your eyes. All right. Don't open them yet. All right, open it. There's your gift right there.
the Ronald McDonald. Rock out Ronald McDonald. The McDummy.
There's the McDummy.
That's official.
You now have the McDummy.
I have McDummy. There's a Cowboy McNugget. We can give this to Cerrone. We can get Cowboy Cerrone one of these.
You can do whatever you want, but I just thought you might enjoy that. That's all.
Wow.
So we may have a Royal Rumble with Lemmy, Ronald, and Randy Macho Man Savage.
So what happened? Did you get a stimulus check this week? Where'd all that money come from?
No, I haven't gotten my stimulus
check. Feel like
why,
Oprah?
Just because I got you a... Like, you get a...
You get a... Well, thank you, Randy. This is awesome.
Yeah, I thought you both might. Like, yeah.
Did you see that? My guy's got a guitar. Yeah. We could start a band, Steve O'Neill.
Yeah. There you go. With Limey.
Limey. And, Limey and McDummy.
All right. There's your gifts. Now back to our regularly scheduled.
Now we get the Bronx Wanderers on there. We get the Tenors of Rock. We can actually put a team together.
I got another one, by the way. I got this for me, too.
Oh, Mr. Potato Head.
I got a Mr. Potato Head before they take Mr. Potato Head away.
Are we allowed to say Mr. Potato Head?
I'm going to say it.
Wasn't like former potato known as Mr. Head?
I don't know. I just went to Disney not too long ago. Went through the Toy Story, which is my favorite ride. The only ride I really like at the four theme parks. And Mr. Potato Head is still there.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, it's going to be a collector's item.
Probably the old ones.
Will they take away Ronald McDonald at some point? Will they say clowns are offensive or it's scary or it's
Well, they are scary. Clowns are scary. Why? People are scared of clowns.
Who's afraid of clowns?
I don't know. A lot of people. Don't you watch TV?
Like just that one guy. That it. Remember the Stephen King?
I don't know.
That clown was pretty scary. He lived in the sewer, like in the balloon and like all that.
I don't know. All right. So we're an hour and a half in. We have not talked about what happened Saturday night.
Saturday night, the heavyweight belt has changed hands and may never leave those hands again.
Well, no, it'll always leave.
Don't say that.
What do you mean never?
It might not ever.
It's got to ever. Well, at some point, Francis Ngannou has to die.
He might not.
He'll fight it off as
listen,
long as he
Father
can.
Father Time is undefeated and you know, never been beaten, but Ngannou might beat Father Time.
Francis Ngannou may be Mark Coleman reincarnated.
Yeah, 2.0.
Because I believe that he could be the next scary. I don't believe John Jones is scared to fight him.
Not at all.
Well, people are saying that that's why he's demanding more money. That's why he's no. I don't think John. I don't think any fighter is really scared to go get in, you know, a fist fight. It's what they do.
Sure.
But I never thought Francis Ngannou would look that good, and he did. Yes, Stipe made a mistake.
Sure.
But that's the way Stipe fights.
Right. That's Stipe.
Stipe was backing up when he knocked out Verdum.
And Stipe was losing to Cormier when it was on the mat and it was a wrestling match. So, you know, Stipe wasn't the. I mean, I know he was considered the greatest of all time for the division.
No, he wasn't.
Four-time defending champ.
That doesn't make you the greatest of all time.
Never have been done before previous.
That doesn't make you the greatest of all time. Just because, you know, you have defended it more. You know, it's the competition at the time. It's a lot of things. I still believe the greatest UFC heavyweight champion of all time is Mark Coleman. And I know we had somebody here saying Cain Velasquez.
Well, the ESPN came out with.
Hold on. This is the same company that has come out and said Pat Miletich got fired for being at a riot. So keep that in context.
So your heavyweight Mount Rushmore, according to a 13-member panel voted by ESPN, is Stipe, Fedor, Cain Velasquez, and Daniel Cormier. Those are four the heavyweight Mount Rushmores.
Well, what does it say? Read what Mount Rushmore it is. Would you do that for me?
Heavyweight Mount Rushmore.
All right, so it's just heavyweight Mount
Rushmore. Just heavyweight.
So it's not, no, I'm saying, so it's not UFC.
Not, right,
you
heavyweight.
Know, Fedor was in Pride, but because they bought it, I thought maybe they slid that in.
No Brock Lesnar, no... Well, Randy Couture.
I don't know if I would consider Brock in the top four. I mean, what Brock did, honestly, is legendary.
Sure.
You know, a wrestler from the scripted world, from the entertainment world, to go on into the baddest sport in the world and to win the heavyweight title, I think says a lot.
Right, just like Ryan Bader, Olympic All-American wrestler from Minnesota, you know, Bader being in Arizona, coming up through a wrestling background.
But what I'm saying is, you know, not necessarily the direction of how he did it. It's how quickly he did it. You know, he shows up after that first event that was awful. And next thing you know, he's fighting for the UFC heavyweight title.
Sure.
All right, let's hit a break because when we come back, a former UFC heavyweight champion will be on the line with us.
Frank Mir.
He gets ready to box.
He fought Lesnar.
He did. I was at the press conference. All right, coming to you live from Torta Pizza, McDummy across from me, Limey over on that side.
Limey.
This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show, Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-727-727.
522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Tony Gonzalez from the Kansas City Chiefs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Hi, we are back at Ford Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. The last time I saw this guest, our next guest, it was either at a grappling event in Vegas or the opening of a gym in Tucson, Arizona. So okay. It's been quite some time.
Sure.
But let's welcome back to the program, as we were just talking about UFC and heavyweight champions. Let's welcome to the program Frank Mir. Frank, how are you?
I'm good, Randy. How are you doing, man?
Not too bad. It's been a long time. I hope all is well.
Yeah, all is great, man. It has been a minute.
Let's talk. You're getting back in action. There's an event in Atlanta that I will be attending. I'm looking forward to that. How did this whole thing come together that you're going to box a boxer? And then we'll talk about the change in the card here in a second. But just talk about the decision, the process, and how excited you are to do this.
Well, I, the last couple of years of my MMA career, I kind of got frustrated with UFC and Bellator. Just, not fighting as much as I'd want to. And, it really became evident in the Bellator. I was like, man, they're having to fight once a year. And so, I brought up the point that, like, guys, I'm heading into my 40s. I'd like to compete more. And if I fight once a year, I'm going to fight three more times before I retire. This is not cool. And so I decided to kind of go the free agent route. And so first, actually, BKFC was the first one that I approached about that opportunity to go, hey, I would like to, fight for you guys, and I'll fight bare knuckle, but if MMA fights come available, or boxing, or kickboxing, or grappling, I don't feel I should be obliged to not compete unless it's something like, 6 weeks before one of your events that I'm scheduled for. And so, David was extremely cool about it. He goes, yeah, no problem. So that led to me training a lot more boxing in the gym and focusing on that, and I was feeling really good with it. And then probably about January is when Malky came up to me and goes, hey, the Thriller's looking for a someone with, MMA credentials, UFC champ, to fight a boxer, or would you be willing, to jump in there? And before he even started telling me opponents, I absolutely agreed to it. I was like, yeah, that's awesome. And then at first I was like, well, that's kind of maybe I should have asked first too. The guy brought up to me was Shannon Briggs. And I was like, ooh, for a first fight, man, that sounds a little painful. Okay. But I said yes. Then he came back to me and goes, no, it's to be Antonio Tarver. I'm like, oof, I'm glad that went out right. I like the second choice a lot better. And so that's who we were training for and getting prepared for. And then about a week ago, I got the phone call about 2 weeks ago that Tarver wasn't going to be able to compete due to the clause with the competition, the different statutes that Georgia has in their commission. And so they within a couple hours, they actually found me the replacement in Cunningham, who was very much game and jumped right on the opportunity, which I thanked him for, because obviously, I've been training really hard for this, and not being able to compete would have been a great disappointment.
Do you feel, or will you feel, or have you felt, a lot of quote-unquote pressure? I mean, you always have pressure anytime you have a fight, but the way you just said it, that they were looking for an MMA fighter to box, the kind of the MMA world that you're going to have on your back in this fight, as is Ben Askren?
Well, I think that basically, is there pressure to go out there and perform well and look good? Absolutely. Going out there and looking dumb, I think it's going to be a black eye to the MMA. And I understand that fully, and that's why I've been training, the way I have. It's not only am I representing myself, to my children, they're watching me, my daughter's in my corner, but I also represent everybody who's an MMA fan, who's going to be watching. And so, as far as have to make sure that I win the fight, I mean, look, I'm very competitive. I want to win the fight more than anything. I don't like losing the checkers. But as far as that kind of pressure, I feel like the boxer in this situation has a ton more pressure than I do. Because if I go out there as the MMA guy, and not only do I look good, but I come out with a victory, what does that say? I mean, my first fight boxing, that's a pretty incredible statement in itself, especially against a former champion. And so I think that I know what Cunningham has to feel like, and I knew what Tarver was feeling like. When you have someone come into your sport from another sport and they're fighting in your backyard, you have to win. There is no, there's a ton of pressure on. There is no, if I just look good, it's a victory. Like, no, it doesn't work that way. In fact, not only do you have to win convincingly and look good. Because if you just win and the other guy looks good too and you barely beat him, that's also a loss.
I have to be honest with you, Frank. I told that exact same thing to Antonio when I talked to him about, 2 weeks ago, Matt?
2 weeks.
Not on the air. We were talking on the phone, and I'm like, you've got to feel all the pressure. I mean, nobody thinks Frank's going to come in and outbox a former world champion. So, I get what you're saying, and it makes a lot of sense. So, literally, you can go in there, try to put on the best performance you can, and just have a good time.
Yeah. And so, I just want to make sure that, I fight well, so I bring a good, a representation of mixed martial artists around the world. But as far as that, this is a must win. No, I mean, obviously my competitive nature wants to win, but as far as that pressure that I have to win, I mean, if this was an MMA fight, then I would feel that pressure. Because imagine Cunningham coming into my world and he makes it to a decision. I would probably not even walk to the locker room. I'd just walk out the exit and leave. You'd never see me again.
Right. How is training different, from the years ago when you're training MMA? Obviously, you don't have to train on the ground and all that kind of stuff. We get that. But, how is it different, older, so maybe you do things differently. You do less timing, more time in between. What have you noticed a difference over the past training for this, 6 months?
Well, in the past, I would train, let's say, and do nutrition Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And all of a sudden Thursday I would screw off. Feeling kind of tired. I do the proverbial, I need a day of rest. And all of a sudden I'm eating a hamburger and French fries, and then drinking soda and whatnot. And just, let's just chill out the movies and I'm going to sleep in or stay up all night on my iPad. And then, and then Friday I could recover and still make do and not look bad in the gym. Those days are gone. I can't. I have friends now, the other night my wife was like, hey, you kind of said that harshly, because we were at the gym and somebody was like, hey, what are you doing afterwards? I'm like, I'm going to bed. Like, what do you mean? It's Wednesday. Like, once we leave the gym, I go home, I eat my last meal. Like, I'm going to sleep. What do you mean? What am I doing? Like, I said it almost absurdly. Like, I have to go to sleep. Like, there is no, let's hang out and watch a movie. Those days are gone. I can't really afford to, I'm no longer the rabbit. I'm the turtle. I have to be consistent every day, every moment, I can't take shortcuts.
Well, I want to thank you for what you just said, Matt. Hopefully you were paying attention. Frank said on Wednesday he would go eat a cheeseburger. So Matt has this new contraction, and we're going to bring it, to Vegas so you can try it, and I'll let him talk about it in a second. But I did a first workout probably in 6 years. I got on this thing, I did the workout, and then I went to McDonald's and got a double quarter pounder with cheese.
Hey, man. In my 20s, it worked out. I was a champ. I mean, eating things that, like, you know, my wife made jokes. She goes, you won the heavyweight championship of the world, and you were eating a whole pizza covered in ranch the night before. You know, and then I tried to keep that up in my 30s, and obviously if anybody sees pictures of me, it didn't work out too hot.
All right, now in my 40s,
I'm like, well, I have to do things the right way.
I hate to do this and hand the mic over to Matt, but my co-host, he's the co-host because my invisible co-host is between me and him, just so you get the dynamics here. But Matt owns a pizzeria. He'll tell you his story real quick, and he'll tell you how you can still eat pizza. Go ahead.
Hey, Frank, so at 41 years old, I became a professional bodybuilder eating nothing but pizza. So I tracked macros. I followed science. I used flexible dieting. 16 weeks, nothing but pizza, became a champion at 41. And like Randy said, I now have a fitness device now that will prolong your fighting career, that can help you stay in shape without compression to your joints. And we will absolutely bring it to you anytime you want to try it. Randy and I will coordinate a road trip. And you got to get on this thing.
Ironically, Frank, I told him I'm going to Vegas in a couple of weeks by plane, but he can drive the vehicle to Vegas, and we'll drive it around and let people check this out. So maybe we can get you back on the pizza.
1,000%. I'm willing to try. Hey, my wife was just actually, because this morning I felt a little uneasy after my morning cardio session of the pad. It was funny because she was at the gym, and she saw me leaving the gym and walking up the stairs, and she called me. She goes, hey, are you all right? I'm on. I think I'm just a little overtrained. You know, I feel a little tired. And so she was like, well, you just put this maca and you put spirulina. Like, she goes, you're drinking crazy shakes that you just started adding more vegetables to your stuff. So maybe you're detoxifying. And my exact words to her is like, babe, I'm leaving no stone unturned. You know, like, you know, I have friends that are telling me, hey, have you ever tried this? I'm like, no, but I'll go buy it and I'll start putting it in my shake.
Well, we need to get the vehicle out there.
Or take me to Vegas or Atlanta with you. Randy, it's a short drive.
I'm not taking you
to Atlanta. I'll drive you to the show.
No.
We can watch Frank live.
April 17th, back in action. Say what, Frank?
I said, it sounds like a good idea. Hey, you come out, I'm willing to jump on it. I want to try it out. Like I said, I do everything from BioAccelerator. I mean, you can see that's why I'm big in the CBD company, American Shaman. I mean, from Kratom with Metrospect, you name it. I mean, at this point, when you get older, you look for every way to extend your youth and get athletic ability and healing.
Frank, I thought you and I were friends. I thought we were friends.
I love this guy.
And now I got to bring Matt to Atlanta so you can get on this contraption.
Please, man. You don't want to see me do poorly and know that you could have given me that extra edge, that half percentage that might have been the difference of victory and defeat.
All right. You're now going.
Yes.
You can stay at my brother's house.
That's the greatest gift since the three wise men. It's the frankincense, gold, and myrrh. I just got the greatest gift of all time. Thank you, Frankie.
Frank, I'm going to get you back. Don't worry. But anything for you. So I will allow him to come up and be around me, which I really don't want. But for you, I'll do it. I'm looking forward to it. It's right around the corner. I'm sure you're looking forward to it as well. I'm looking forward to seeing you in Atlanta. Frank, thank you very much for your time. We got your address. We're going to send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as some earbuds from Jabra Headwear for coming on and talking to me. And I'll see you in 2.5 weeks.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Randy. Hey, it was nice meeting you, Matt. Hopefully see you.
Awesome.
Well,
yes, sir.
You keep that. You don't know it's nice to meet him until you actually see him. I'm going to warn you up front. Frank, take care. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. That is the former UFC heavyweight champion, Frank Mir, a good dude.
Now I love
I'll show you the video of what he did to my buddy in Arizona.
Yeah, the joke, right?
The joke. No, maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just have him do it to you.
Oh.
Perfect. That's what we're going to do. That's perfect. All right, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon, coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. I'm now screwed. Matt now has to go to Atlanta. I got to cancel my plane tickets.
Open the border. I'm coming to Georgia.
We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Kurt Gowdy, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
What in the world just happened?
What do you mean?
I now have to sit in a car with you for 7 hours to Atlanta?
You get to sit in a car with me for 7 hours to Atlanta.
I thought Frank and I were friends.
He gave you the greatest gift. You didn't appreciate my three wise man joke?
No. I don't appreciate you, period.
The three gifts that Jesus was brought from the wise men?
No.
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
No.
Frank, myrrh.
I'm flying to Atlanta. I'm not driving in a car.
You're riding to Atlanta. You're not driving anything.
Well, I definitely wouldn't drive it, but I can't. I can't be in a car with you for 7 hours.
Well, you will stop and stretch or work out along the way.
I don't want to be in a plane with you for 7 hours. I don't want to sit in Tour de Pizza with you for 7 hours.
Oh, I don't want to sit in Tour de Pizza at all.
Me either. Look, I'd rather sit in Tour de Pizza without you being here.
It's way more fun.
It is.
Everybody comes when I leave. As soon as I leave, the place fills up.
I'm not happy with Frank right now.
Frank's awesome. I love that guy.
And now if he goes and has a bad performance and I don't allow you to come, he's going to blame me.
Absolutely.
That's the way it works. He may punch me in the face.
He should. That's the way it works.
I don't want to spend time with you outside of the show, though.
We're besties.
We're really not.
I was at your house 2 days in a row.
And don't come again.
No, three in a row makes me part of the circle of trust.
No, it's not. to be in the circle of trust, you have to have been in the house, and you didn't come in the house either day.
It's true.
So that should tell you where you are.
Technically not even on the property. I was in the easement.
That's not true. The driveway.
Part of the truck was in the driveway, but I wasn't in the driveway.
Well, the metal wasn't. Yeah, yeah, you're right. I think I have a new, I don't want to say my favorite fighter, but I think he may not include me in this.
Okay.
But I did some errands yesterday with Sean, and he said, you have to listen to this. And he put a podcast on. I don't even know who the people were, and I'm being honest with you. I know that he had me put on Portnoy.
Yeah, Portnoy.
And I listened to some of that. I listened to probably the funniest thing ever is when he was talking to an attorney after he came out with a clown shirt of that Rappaport dude.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Michael Rappaport?
Yeah, Who's Your Boy.
Okay.
So I guess he got fired, and then he came out with a shirt of his face with a clown. And the attorney's talking to him, and he goes something. And he goes, no, I just like the clown shirt because basically you have to be a blank to deserve this. And it was funny. But I don't know if it was that or it was Bleach or something. Or I truly don't know.
Okay.
But they interviewed one of my new favorite fighters to join the circle of favorite fighters.
Okay. And that is?
Sugar Sean O'Malley.
Sugar Sean.
because he did take a soul on Saturday
night. He did.
And he told a story that he came out with a T-shirt. And the T-shirt was about, I guess, him knocking out Thomas. I really didn't pay close attention to the, sure. To the interview. But it was him throwing a right, connecting. And if you remember the fight, he threw the right and knocked Thomas down. And they didn't stop the fight. So then he went over there and hit him with the left. Well, the shirts of him throwing the left or vice versa.
Sure.
But guy's a funny dude.
He's awesome.
He was funny when he was on the program last week with us.
Well, he's got the charisma. He's got the star power. And he's so wise beyond his years. You can tell he has the right mentoring and coaching. And he's got a bright future. I mean, he's got the swag. He's got the hair. He's got the style.
Well, the hair doesn't make the swag. But I think what I like about him is... And you even brought it up. It's one of the few times you actually brought something decent up about the bullseye on his back.
Sure.
You know, when Dana makes you the next guy, you know, which he's done a few times.
Right.
Edmund, you know, has been that guy.
Did it to Darren Till.
Darren Till, I can't remember his name from Texas. Sage North.
Oh, nice guy. Yeah.
You know, they were made him out to be the next. You know, and when
Ortega was on that. I mean, yeah, fast rise.
Yeah, and he still is. He's fighting for the title now, and
sure.
You know, he's back. But yeah, whenever Dana or your boss puts that bullseye on your back, you know, it takes a special, you know, kind of talent to be able to either accept it or ignore it. But, you know, to worry about, oh, Dana's this, Dana's that, Dana's this, and then you go out there and don't perform. I love that Sugar Sean considers himself undefeated. He lost.
right.
But he said that doesn't count.
Right.
That's funny.
You have to have a shooter's mentality. Like in basketball, you don't forget, you keep shooting the ball, you forget about the one you missed, and you just keep shooting. You just cover it up. So he doesn't consider it a loss. You just keep fighting.
It's funny. It is funny. Again, I don't listen to other shows. Sean put it on. I listen to
They should make the fight game like credit. Like after a certain number of years, if you keep winning, you cover it up with good wins, the bad ones just fall off.
Well, that's like the, that Instacart. I was doing some research on it, and you know, you can rank your Instacart deliveries, and your worst one falls off.
Okay. Right.
Okay, so I want my worst loss to fall off.
There you go.
I think that all makes sense. So I got to be honest, it was kind of fun today. You know, you didn't talk much, which I like.
So great.
And we had four great guests, Ray Flores and Frank Mir, who both will be in Atlanta. I'll look into it. You may or you may not.
we really are friends.
We're really not even sure we're going to get credentialed.
They
haven't made that decision.
Really?
They haven't decided if media is there. I think they decided that no fans are there, but they're going to, like, do some kind of raffle for, like, four fans.
Okay.
And I don't know if you noticed, there were fans at the Apex Center Saturday night.
Oh, there were?
One of the Kardashians were there.
Oh, okay.
So there was a handful. Obviously not many. But back to that, Ray Flores and Frank Mir both coming on, which was awesome. We didn't even talk about, you know, Steve USS Cunningham,
yeah.
Who took over for Antonio Tarver.
And Tarver couldn't fight because of commission. He wasn't active enough. He
wasn't active.
So, you know, there's a regulation.
You know, and I don't know if that's a bad thing. Meaning, I haven't talked to Antonio since the phone call when I was getting my vaccine. So it was kind of foggy because I, you know, once the chip went in, I don't remember anything after that.
Right.
But that's not a negative on him. He hasn't been active enough
sure.
to take this fight. They should have had this in California where dead people can fight.
Right.
then it would have been all right.
Sure.
But it's not. So maybe he just needs to stay close. And when it goes to California or one of those other, you know, states.
But they didn't know that regulation before they announced the fight card. I mean, isn't that one of those things you should have done the research on before you announce who's fighting and when and the date?
I'm going to go out and make a suggestion to you.
Okay.
Sometimes when you're waiting for a response on whether you're going to be credentialed to an event, you don't bring up things like you should have done the background check on if a fighter is qualified and eligible okay. to fight. That's
right.
all I'm saying.
All right.
That's all I'm saying at this point.
Fair enough.
Also on the program today, your former light heavyweight Bellator champion, your existing heavyweight Bellator champion in the tournament. He fights on the 9th, which is like...
Next week?
Next... No.
Yeah, like a week and a half?
Week half. It's a week.
Week and 3 days?
Week from next Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, so 10 days. You know, and it was funny. Last time Ryan was on, I'm like, God, you're just now. And he's like, no, I've known. You haven't.
Right.
Because I was going to say that again. I'm like, this fight's in 10 days. They just announced it. And
but he's
he would
known.
Say the same thing. You right. know, but I've known that I was going to fight. and I'm just really good at secrets.
That's it.
I have a secret, and I'm not going to tell you.
You did? I'll write it down, then.
I really
don't. Say it. Just write it.
I don't.
Just tell
also
me.
On the program, your WWE superstar, Titus O'Neil. And I just texted him. He texted me everything. We're going to send both his kids.
That's awesome.
You know, some 8-man strong. No, we're not. No, we are not sending his kids. I'm sorry.
What?
No, we are not.
Okay.
I don't want to do any violations.
Okay, yeah.
No gifts.
No gifts.
I'm sending to Titus.
Titus. What he does with it, it's up to him.
I'm sending Titus his double X's, his triple X's. His kids are not that big.
There you go.
So I remember I was going to send Pittman some stuff. And he's like, no, you can't.
Yeah.
Because we forget.
Yeah. Sure.
Ridiculous.
Isn't it crazy? Like, isn't there a class action suit right now for the NCAA?
Well, it was at the top of the hour in the news.
For kids that they're, you know, because they're not compensated as athletes, then they should be.
We can argue this back and
forth. That wear and tear on the body is irreversible, but, and it's lifelong.
You're correct. But they are compensated.
With education?
With education, with room, with board, with, you know, all they are compensated. It may not be compensation that you like, but they're being compensated for an education that they would have had to pay for on the percentage that's not even going to go into that sport.
Like crab legs from Publix, was that part of the compensation? I mean, was that part of the... I mean,
I want to answer that.
Can you take gifts like that if you're a star athlete? Like,
first
can you
of
get
all,
free food?
I don't want to defend somebody that I don't know all the details.
Sure.
But if you walk into a restaurant, okay, and I've seen you do it, but you own it, so I get that.
Did McCoy tweet today they got free food?
Yeah.
Well, first day back in town and got free food?
But that's not a violation. If you walk into a restaurant where it is an issue, and I remember a buddy of mine went to a restaurant, he went through the drive-thru, they knew who he was, and they're like, hey, don't worry about the coffee. And he's like, no, it's not yours to give away. So I get that. But if somebody walks into a Publix, a Winn-Dixie, a Kroger's, a Torta Pizza, and somebody says, yeah, don't worry about it, just take it. Is it stealing if somebody gave it to you? I'm not defending, and I know who you're talking about, on anything other than the crab legs.
Sure.
Okay?
Right.
If somebody walks in and Billy says, don't worry about it.
Yeah. It's not their fault.
They're not stealing. It was given.
There's an authorized rep from the company that gave it to them.
So for people to get on three for that, I'm against, and I'm not a big three guy.
Yep, I agree with you. I agree 100%. He didn't do anything wrong.
No, he didn't.
It's called a hookup where I'm from.
FSU.
Everybody wants a hookup. Like, everybody wants free food.
Was FSU wrong when they went to the shoe store? Yeah, FSU is Free Shoes University.
Is it?
They walked in.
Wasn't that the Peter Wark thing?
Yeah, all that stuff. Right. I worked at a shoe store at one time. I never gave away shoes, but the guy I worked with did.
Huh?
You know what he gave away? Original Jordans.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
I got to find mine.
You have Jordans?
I had two. I had two pair that I bought.
Of the original?
Of the original.
Wow.
You know, I was working in Pinellas Park at the old mall in a shoe store, as well as an Italian restaurant and a bookstore.
Okay.
So I worked three jobs while going to high school.
Wow.
I'm a big fan of money.
You like it?
No, I don't like working, but I'm a big fan of money. See, we didn't have stimulus and all that stuff back then.
Right.
You know,
right.
My mom and dad
said, we had allowance.
Yeah, an allowance. Go sweep that guy's gutter for a quarter. I used to sweep gutters for a quarter. One time I did something bad. They gave me a dime up front, and I didn't come back.
Oh, no. He took the advance and gone.
Oh, my God, that was a lot of work. That was the biggest driveway I've ever had to, you know, sweep with a toothbrush.
Wow.
But I don't know where we went off.
Are you good, man?
I'm just trying to vent that I may have to drive 8 hours with you.
You're good. Now, talk about getting money in the streets. Michael Clayton today. It was the guy's workout in before he went out to the streets to make that money. So,
whatever.
It was a good day.
Whatever.
Oh, it was a good day.
And you're Ronald McDuffie.
I am Ronald McDuffie. Rock out with your Ronald McDonald out.
So you might have to tweet a photo of that. Take a picture of you and Limey over there, even though it's Lemmy. I don't want to be disrespectful to the legend. And he was a legend in that world.
There's,
in the heavy, hard music world.
Apparently there's a collector's edition. You can get Birdie the Early Bird, Rock Out Ronald McDonald, Fireman McNugget. Right, so maybe Stipe. Get Stipe.
No,
he's still out.
I'm not sure he woke up yet.
Cowboy McNugget, we get Cerrone one.
Next week, we're going to talk about the other two that are go on the MMA heavyweight Mount Rushmore. Mark Coleman and Fedor are up there. We'll figure out the other two.
Okay.
Next week when we discuss it.
Francis?
Hey, not yet. You can't do it yet. Great show. I want to thank all of our guests real quick. Ray Flores, Titus O'Neil, Ryan Bader, and Frank Mir. We'll be hitting the streets, or I'll be flying. We'll make that decision and announce that. Oh, I forgot your nickname.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
I'm going to save it for next week now.
No!
Medical people are very pissed at you.
Why?
I'll tell you next week.
All right.
Want to thank everybody for tuning in. Follow me on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
For 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone, this is Knockout Radio. See everybody next week.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low-carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.